From walking barefoot in the snow to hiking for miles for a view, it feels good to connect with our simpler side. Simplifying your wellness with Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake feels good too. With 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and more. No fillers, no nonsense, just the highest quality ingredients. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st when they go to Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS.
Well, welcome to Sweeping the Country. I want to thank our sponsors and, of course, this guy who makes it all happen, Mr. Jimmy Carter. Hey, Jimmy.
Oh, man, I'm telling you what. It's just we've had crazy weather in the eastern part of the country. They've had flooding. Mm-hmm. We had temperatures that were down in the 20s, and then they went back to the 70s.
Yeah, it's wacky.
They had iguanas falling out of trees in Florida because they don't like cold weather, so they just freeze up and crap out.
Were they dying?
I don't know if they're dead or just...
Yeah,
you know what? In a state of flux. I'm not sure.
It's a cold-blooded reptile, right? I mean, so
yeah, and it's definitely a cold-blooded reptile, and so, it got cold for about 24, 36 hours.
We opened
and it's
our
just been
hot
crazy,
tub.
Crazy weather.
We opened our hot tub. Speaking of cold-blooded reptiles, and we found a frog in our hot tub, and he's been in there about 5 times since we found him. I think he's just heating up. I didn't know they needed that, but it's cold.
Glad that's the only thing that was in there.
Well, we don't know for sure.
You know, because Lord of mercy, things that search, I would make sure that thing is completely upside down and cleaned out.
All right, fine.
But it's just been crazy time with weather in the fall, and the holidays are coming really fast.
They are, man.
And, you know, and things are just are odd. This whole government shutdown was such a terrible idea.
Yeah.
For the Democrats to do, and they did it. It was, and they're blaming Chuck Schumer, and that's a joke. They were all in on it, and now he's just taking the fall.
He's the scapegoat, of course.
He's the scapegoat. And what's so funny is that the one thing the Republicans could learn to do, but the Democrats do, they all get on the same page of the hymn book and sing the same song.
Oh, they're organized.
I don't know if the marching orders come out, you know, on text or whatever it is, but they all just about say the same thing.
Yeah,
Rush Limbaugh used to put it on there, and I think Hannity did too. They would edit all these different politicians, you know, diverse on different shows and everything, and they all said word for word exactly the same thing.
Yeah. I've seen that, actually.
And
seen that,
just,
and heard it.
And that Democrats can do that. They know how to do that. And but they screwed this one up. They thought they could hold the Republicans hostage, but they're dealing with another animal who's cold-blooded, Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And he wasn't going to bend. He wasn't going to lose to Chuck Schumer, not as president. That was government would have been closed for the next 3.5 years before he folded to Chuck Schumer.
I agree. And I also think that, you know, when we're talking about being held hostage, I think for the most part, both of those parties, the Republicans and the Democrats, were also holding the American people hostage.
No, the Republicans this is bad for everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, they could have stopped. There's all kinds of, but it turns out in several magazine articles have been written that it really was about, more than anything else, the Republicans getting rid of the filibuster.
Yeah.
That was the whole secret plan behind there, was for the Republicans to get rid of the filibuster. So when they get reelected back in, they won't have to do it, and they can add 2 more states, which is the Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico, and they can pack the court, take it from the current judges and make it like 13 or 14. They've got 3 or 4 items that they want to get done right off the bat, and they would do if they had, you know, a Senate that they controlled. And I'm telling you, if you watched them, they did it. When Obama got in, they were highly organized and ready. Just like Trump was this time. Trump was ready for the presidency this time because they got in there and did all those executive orders
right
and
away.
Made people's heads fly.
Yeah, they did.
Obama and them did that too when they got up there in the legislature, because remember, they passed Obamacare and
a bunch
of other stuff, you know, right off the bat. And, you know, it's just being organized. So Trump has got, you know, everybody on the run, and they don't, now they've gone off again since they've lost that battle. They don't quit.
No, they pull something out of the hat every time.
They're never going to quit going after Trump. Never, ever, ever.
Yeah.
And if they do get back in, if he doesn't pardon himself, they're going to indict him.
Can he pre-pardon himself? Can he?
He can.
Yeah, well, that's what he'll do. I mean,
he'll have to, because they're going to otherwise. They're coming. They're going to come after him because they have Trump derangement syndrome, and they're going to go. And now they're talking about the Epstein thing again.
Oh, I saw that.
Oh, my God. I'm so tired of
that
story.
It feels to me like they just pull a rabbit out of the hat. And I'm
they
talking
do. They
either
pull out
side.
Whatever they pull... rabbit they can find in the hat, and where they think that this might, well, maybe this might work. Well, we've got some text messages. The woman that they're talking about worked at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
And again, I just don't know what we're supposed to go do with all this information. It's just, I don't know. Right. But it just seems like desperation from them, but that's kind of what they do.
It's almost like, you know, when you watch, and I hate to bring this particular guy up for any other reason except that he was good at it, and Aaron Rodgers is too, and I'm not a Green Bay Packer fan, but Brett Favre, the Hail Mary, and Aaron Rodgers, and it feels like they're throwing a Hail Mary
every time. But they do Hail Mary when it's first and 10.
Right, that's what I mean. It's every play.
And again, people don't hold it against them if they go after this or go after that.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, and they were just saying the end of the world was coming if you don't do this. But it was bad for Republicans too. I think it's bad for all politicians
in
there. I'm just fed up with most of them in general.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, I understand holding on to the filibuster for some reasons.
Yeah.
But if the Democrats do get back in, they're going to blow that filibuster out and do those things real quick.
Well,
and they must think, the Republicans unfortunately think they're going to be there forever, and maybe they will. Maybe they can't be.
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. Who knows? I don't know how this game works. But all I kept thinking about was the people that were, you know, supposedly starving, and the people that were not. And we know people weren't getting paychecks and all. And the whole time, all these politicians just sitting up there arguing or not doing anything and just letting people struggle every week to get this paycheck.
It's terrible.
It's awful.
You're really short of air traffic controllers. But they've got a big school in Oklahoma City where you had some people, a good number of, not going to fix the problem, but at least as a start.
Yeah,
it takes forever to make someone qualified to be an air traffic controller.
It's a huge responsibility.
Takes years.
Yeah.
It takes years of training. And so they're in the school out there. Some of the people out there had to quit the school because they weren't getting paid and they didn't have enough money to hang on. Yeah. People were getting evicted from apartments.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
You know, and they thought that was going to, and maybe that was, if I had been president or something, it might have hurt my resolve, you know, when I saw stuff like that going on. But it's just a crappy way to run a government.
Yeah, agreed.
Is to shut it down.
Agreed.
And again, they wanted you to fix the Obamacare that the Republicans told them was not going to work in the first place because it just didn't make business sense. It wasn't going to make medicine and all that cost less. It was going to cost more. And the insurance companies have gotten mega rich on it.
Mm-hmm.
But they do got to fix it. People do need health care that are poor. We don't need to be paying for every Tom, Dick, and Harry that comes across the border.
Right.
But again, you can't leave them out there if they're in the middle of the road.
And you can't, as a responsible society, you can't let them have the plague and they're running around.
It's why you have to close off this immigration. You've got to ask people to leave or insist they leave or something if you're not legal here, because we can't afford it. We cannot afford to open the doors to Nigeria and everywhere else.
Well, somewhere.
We wouldn't want to. Everybody's got a big heart.
Right,
we'd love give money to everybody, but there ain't enough money to go around.
You've
got so many problems, so many problems.
Well, you and I have talked about the immigrants. Our families were immigrants. My grandfather was German. My grandmother was Portuguese. They came through Ellis Island.
They were screened, too.
They were screened.
Screened for disease. They were screened.
They took a test.
For whether they had a job or not in many cases.
All of it.
And we just gave up, or somebody did.
Well, somewhere.
Gave up on all that.
Somewhere we lost the designation of legal immigration and illegal immigration.
Yeah. My sister-in-law used to have to go to the post office every year and fill out something.
Yeah. But now all that?
You know, all that just kind of went away. And I don't know why, or you could think of a lot of reasons why all that stuff is. But anyway, that's the government's got to figure out how to do itself.
Manage.
You know, this whole one thing that's going on now, and I'm having to be careful in my words.
Okay.
Because I want to be careful with what I say. There is definitely some Muslim fear going on in the country. Manwani is got to be going to be the mayor of New York City.
Right.
And then you realize that they're the mayors of in Detroit of the Dearborn mm-hmm. is a Muslim community. I think the mayor in Minneapolis and St. Paul both might be Muslim.
Yes, I've heard that.
Seattle mayor's race is coming down where it looks like a Muslim might win, or it's close to it. There are a lot of things going on with big mosques in places like Houston that they're getting nervous about. There's just a lot of nervous stuff about that because of the anti-Semitism and other things that in past terrorism and other things that we don't have a great history.
Whether you're walking barefoot in the snow, escaping for a walk on your lunch break, or trekking halfway across the world for a lush view, it feels good when we unplug and connect to our simpler side. If only our everyday nutrition were that simple. It's time to simplify your wellness routine with Ka'Chava. Getting the nutrition we need from that graveyard of supplements in our cupboards is often overcomplicated. Just 2 scoops of Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake, and you've got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. Plus, it actually tastes delicious. No fillers, no nonsense. Just the good stuff your body craves. So instead of adding to your backstock of supplements that overpromise and underdeliver, keep it simple with just 2 scoops that have the highest quality ingredients. Simplify your nutrition at Ka'Chava.com and use code NEWS. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st. That's Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, code NEWS.
With some of the stuff, like 9/11, for example, which mm-hmm. makes that story up there even more unbelievable. You think of any place that might be, a little bit, I don't know, racist or whatever you want to throw the word around.
Yeah.
You'd think it'd be New York, who lost these people, the Osama bin Laden's gang that flew the planes into the towers. You'd think they'd be still aching from that.
Yeah.
It's been 20-something years, but I guess you got people now that weren't born then, don't understand it, don't care, and you've got other people playing the long game.
Mm-hmm.
So... You got Chinese, people, that's going on. That's concerning people about agri-terrorism, that a lot of people don't understand, doesn't get covered well by the news people, these Chinese people that have been caught bringing things in that could be like, kill our wheat crop and stuff like that.
Yeah, there's
all
that.
And then also the Chinese property buyers are buying, property next to our air bases and missile silos.
I don't like that either. And I also just recently started digging into the list of folks that belong to something called the Democratic Socialists of America, or the DSA.
Yeah.
And it includes quite a few people that are already in office. Like you're talking about the mayor, but you're talking about people like AOC and stuff like
that. The squad, yeah.
They're part of this. And if you really dig into what those people believe, it'll scare you a bit.
It's something has just clicked in really in the last week. I've seen several people go very public about their concern mm-hmm. about it.
I think
but
it's
there's
warranted.
Just so much
yes.
going
yeah.
on.
Yeah, you're right.
You've got these, they're trying to get some of these cities under control, like Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
They brought in 2,000 state and federal people, U.S. Marshals, et cetera, and got a lot of bad people off the street.
Yeah.
But what the Republicans, in some cases, they're in charge. Some cases, they're not. Memphis is a Democrat-controlled city. That portion of Tennessee is very blue.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a red state. So they bring all these police in there, and they make the arrest, okay? People that needed to be arrested, bad people. But if you don't increase the capacity of your jails, and if you don't increase the capacity of your court system, you're wasting your time.
Then what? Right. Then what? What do you?
And we're not doing that. You're going around doing all these roundups, mm-hmm. but are we increasing the jail size and the people that can take care of those jails?
Yeah.
It's like when you have someone, all right, you're going to have a soldier in the field with a gun. For every soldier in the field with a gun, I can't remember if it's three or four people have to be behind him. Hmm. People that bring the gas to the Jeep, people who work in the armory and take care of the guns, who have to order the bullets. I mean, there's all this
infrastructure
behind you to get someone out there with a gun. So to get these people on the street to make that show of force and go in there and get some of these bad people mm-hmm. and warrants that needed to be served, you got to take them to jail. And now there's a couple people who've died in jail, and they're going to screw around and get a federal lawsuit against that. And they're going to make a lot of people go free because they can't hold them. It's against the Constitution, cruel and unusual punishment. And they've got a due process to be able to have a trial or to be sent out of the country or whatever it is we're trying to do with these people. You got to have the structure to do it. And I don't know that that's taken the case. I don't think it is.
I kind of feel like, you know, listening to you say all that, and as I'm thinking about it, it's almost like they have found, like you said, the loophole or the weakness and exploited it with the way they go about their...
I think in some cases, unintended stupidity.
Okay, fair.
You know, it's just they want to, there are people that are advisors that are very smart, but they want to go in there with all the flash. You know, they want to go in there with a pretty wrapper, you know, of something that really, you know, they got a $10 wrapping paper on a $1 gift.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, I just thinking about the guy in New York, and I think he had two opposing people running against him. He won with, 40% of the vote, 30% of the vote, whatever it was?
Yep.
It was less than half, and they won because the system, the way it
You've
works.
You've got to blame the Republican Party for that, though. There's got to have been
something happened.
Somebody, the Stefanik woman, somebody that could have run for them, but it would have taken a year or two
right.
but, preparation to get that done to— And they didn't do it.
And going back to what you said.
And so you're paying the consequences for it.
Right. And what you said when we started this podcast today, you talked about the organization of the Democratic Party. They're very organized, right? And then on the flip side.
In many ways, they are.
Yeah. And then you look at this debacle in New York with the Republicans, and they just weren't
organized. Well, even
organized.
The Democrats, I think in reality, most Democrats are in the middle, you know, as far as the— they're not far left like Bernie Sanders. And they're still, you know, for the American system and all that stuff. Those folks are pure socialist.
Yeah.
You know, and in fact, borderline communist if they're not communist.
I would agree with that. And I would even go as far as to say, and I have to be careful here, but I feel like that election in New York might have been hijacked from the Democrats. You know, cloaked.
I think it was.
Yeah.
Because they didn't really want to go in there and endorse him, but they finally did.
Yeah, right.
They
right.
didn't feel like
Which
they had a
crazy.
Choice. They were, you know, it's, you got so much crazy going on with that. So you got the Chinese issue, mm-hmm. all the different things involving them, how we got so tied to them, you know, for all the junk that we have. God. I saw something over here a minute ago, made in China. I don't even know what
God.
It is.
I know.
But there it's just so much stuff. That's made in China. But, you know, Walmart and some of the others got us hooked in that. And that was some of the Democrats,
mm-hmm.
the Walmart, Sam Walton through Clinton and all those things.
Yeah, cheaper,
but
cheaper,
we got
cheaper.
Tied to them financially and got rid of our manufacturing over the last number of years, 20, 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a lot of things that we're paying the piper now for things that
you're right.
have been going for a long time.
Yeah.
But this thing going on in the Gulf right now, it's the Caribbean or the Gulf, with this strike force. We've got a U.S., one of our newest aircraft carrier, they had a showdown with two or three Venezuelan boats the other day. I just mm-hmm. watched it on YouTube today. What was going on down there? Colombia just said they're going to cut off, they're going to kind of not be a reckoning and not helping us and doing stuff. Mm-hmm. So they're mad at us just like Venezuela is. And the United Kingdom said they're going to stop sharing intelligence with us involving drug stuff because there's who knows why. It's just you've got a lot of people that mean well, but I don't understand the drug fight.
I'm not sure I do either.
Crazy either. Yeah, I think I understand the concept of going to the source. And we should, but the Congress, you know, that's the problem. That's where we are in this country.
Yeah.
As far as a democracy, we've got people in our Congress where that's how our system's supposed to work.
Mm-hmm.
The House brings up the budget stuff, and the Senate's supposed to be You know, that's supposed to be every 2 years, so that's supposed to be a hot, emotional, yelling and screaming at each other and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then it goes over to the Senate, and the Senate, they can't do anything fast.
Mm-hmm.
Their rules are slow pokey.
Yeah, you're right.
That's the Harvard Debating Society. Those are 100 people in there that all want to be president, that all, you know, that want to go out and have long dinners, and they're
right.
Most of them are millionaires, and
mm-hmm.
you know, and all that stuff. And so that's just how the system has worked. But they're so extreme, and every year we seem to get more extreme. They're extreme to the right, like Trump is, or extreme to the left, like a Bernie Sanders is.
Yeah.
And there's a long way in between there where you've got to be able to agree on stuff. And I don't know about the drug issue where a lot of those people stand, but Trump is just trying to take the bull by the horns. I get it. And go in there and these drug boats, and those are drug boats, please.
Yeah, there's no question.
Don't try, what else
try to argue that, yeah.
I mean, just that's just,
right.
I'm not even going to, that's just crazy.
They're shipping corn like
into that? That argument. But man, taking that whole strike group down there and, you know, and just going to war, I don't know. I don't know what I think about that, but I wish that it would get debated and discussed. And here's the thing that no one ever does.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't do it in Iraq particularly, and we didn't do it in a lot of things. Okay, we go in there and bomb the crap out of the drug things and kill a bunch of people and knock this guy, kidnap the president and get him out of there, because he's got like a $50 or $100 million bounty
mm-hmm.
on him.
Yeah.
We ought to go down there and get him. But that'd be like winning the lottery.
It seems logical. And but the funny thing is it's showing us how much control the drug lords have over country. I mean, they're ruling.
A lot of these countries is big money.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's say we blow them all up.
Mm-hmm.
What is the end game here? What do we replace that with? What fills up that void?
Right.
You know, this is so culturally, he's got a 200,000 man army. Are we going to go in there and kill all of them?
Right. Right.
I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's just, it'd be nice if some of this stuff would be discussed on a national basis and decided. And if we decide as a country, we don't want to do that,
then
we want to go another direction, then we ought to.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
But there's a lot of things. Yes, elections have consequences,
mm-hmm.
and that's what Trump is working off of.
Yeah, I think that's fair. But, I think that's fair. I mean, half
but
the country.
It's fair to a point, but the president has never been the strong. No, George Washington was strong,
mm-hmm.
but somewhere in there we made the laws and changed things where the president was not the king.
Right.
You know, he can do some things. He can do pardons.
Mm-hmm.
He can declare. He can go off and he can do the atomic bomb because there's no time to get a meeting on that.
Right.
So he can do that's an unbelievably strong power.
Mm-hmm.
He can do these executive orders that sometimes are law, sometimes are not. But the power of pardon and the ultimately going to war and approving some of those things are the big powers.
Yeah.
And he's stretching it, you know, and they don't know what to do about that. You know, tearing down the East Room before it ever had any hearings or discussed because there are procedures. You know, I don't know. He's gone. Trump is a bull in a china shop.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you need a bull in a china shop, though.
Ooh, yeah. Well, America voted for it. I mean, they wanted
change,
right?
Yeah, but some, you know, sometimes it doesn't feel right. And I'm really worried because of that,
mm-hmm.
that there's going to be an equal and an opposite reaction either in the midterms or in 3 years. That they're going to be just like they were last time, so tired of the drama,
yeah.
so tired of the, you know, of just the harangue that they went in a totally different direction.
I want to know. I mean, you can enlighten me on this, I'm sure, because I don't understand how it goes from administration to administration with such polar opposites of style.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking about like foreign policy, right? They make an agreement, they do a thing. Hey, we're going to do this. Next batch comes in. Hey, we're scrapping that. We're going to do this. you know, no space program. Yeah, we want a space program. I mean, those things take years to get
up to speed,
and they keep getting knocked down. How does
that
work?
Well, I mean, you look and see when the, you know, when you come out of Bush and you go into Obama.
Yeah.
He was far more into doing social programs than he was the military.
Right.
And so he cut the military off, and their stuff got, you know, okay, well, we can live another year with this thing and this one. And it got there. They were dumbing down. I mean, they were getting behind in technology and everything else. And Trump has put the pedal to the metal on that. And we're going to have these, we're pretty soon going to go from, you know, not being, we've got a great Navy now, but when this group of ships come out that they're building in a lot of different places, these autonomous ships, that's going to be something.
Yeah.
Because there's drone ships, and they've been working on these for years and years, but they're not that far from being able to come out with them. And that's going to be something.
Yeah.
And they're building submarines, and we're doing a lot of stuff
that needs to be done
because it keeps us safe. If we've got a submarine going prowling around under the water, they can't knock it out because they don't know where it is. So they're more than likely not going to start any trouble, knowing that they're going to, that right after they do it, they're committing suicide.
Yeah.
So that's what keeps us safe. And it's just hard to explain that to people.
Yeah, I agree.
And we've got a whole generation that's not learned about it. I so worry about, you know, my grandkids and others that I just don't think they're getting a good education about some things, but as far as history and geography and how a government works and civics and stuff like that, I don't know so much that they're doing that.
That's interesting to me. And I think about this too as the generations come up. I think, well, any of them want to do politics based on what they're seeing in politics? I mean,
well,
I
when you've got houses that your basic, you know, small house now, it's $300,000 or $400,000
Yeah.
And you've got to go out to eat lunch. You can't afford to take a date because it cost $20, $21, $22 a piece to go. It costs $11 to go to McDonald's each.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so when you got all that going on and you've got people earning minimum wage or not even that, you can't buy a car because now the average car price is $50,000.
That blows my mind.
And everything is so expensive, this can't last. Yeah. This is not a sustainable, for our democracy, this is not a sustainable thing.
By the way, since you brought it up, I'm just going to throw this out there. There's been discussion now of a 50-year mortgage, which the surface is kind of like, wow, that's a long time. I mean, you and I would be gone before that paid off.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a good thing or not. I think it'll fit.
It's just like that $2,000 check that we were all, you know, that Trump mentioned that we could get.
Right.
That's just distraction. They ain't going to give us no $2,000.
Well,
they might give us a $2,000 credit on something or some other monkey business, but they ain't going to send us a check.
Well, that's what I was
where
gonna...
we can go out and buy movie tickets or concert tickets with it or anything else we want.
I was going to buy airline tickets to come see you, but I forget it.
Yep.
If I'm not I'm not doing it.
But if it's our money, it should be, we can spend it any way we want to do
it. Maybe they'll give it to
us. And it would help the economy no matter what it would do.
Maybe they'll give it to us in digital currency.
Tickets, there's a Ticketmaster shot I was going to go look for if I have time. They'll do it tomorrow. The
what
next
is
day.
It?
It's a how much the Country Music Association awards.
Oh.
Like if you want to go buy a ticket.
Yeah.
It was like $1,235.
Holy cow. Well, I told you, I tried to get Ajax, Alan Jackson tickets for his farewell.
Yeah.
And I was in the waiting room for 1 hour waiting for tickets that were not cheap, but they were, you know, worth it for the last show, right? And then it said sold out. And I was like, I barely even 1 hour and the whole thing was gone. Now I'm finding them for $2,000.
Yeah, and
$2,000.
That's not sustainable.
It's this
tough. That is not the country that we have lived in and hopefully will continue, because all you're doing is you're creating an oligarchy, a rich upper class, and you're creating a bunch of poor people. And there's no middle class. America is great because of its middle class.
I agree with that. I do agree with that.
And this is bad when these tickets, you know, all this stuff is crazy. In fact, it's you can't blame the artist. I started to blame the artist on something, Well, they shouldn't allow tickets to be sold for $800. There was a time when artists would control the ticket price and said, I'm not going to sell a ticket more than, you know, than $69 or $89.
I remember Garth Brooks doing a $20 ticket and saying, that's it. No more. That's $20.
But we abandoned ship on that. Somebody did. Yeah. And, you know, it's totally crazy. And, you know, it's just, we people should be able to make what they're going to make. That's okay.
Yeah.
But you just can't have all these prices. I don't know how you lower the prices once you get them up like that.
I don't know how you do that. Or you adjust the income to match it, but whatever way you get it, they're not matching is what the problem is. The cost of living has gone up and the pay has not.
You know, here's another thing. You know, we've just got so many things.
I know.
Gas prices. All right. I think an electric's coming to some degree.
My
for
gas is
things.
Cheap. I'm going to tell you right now.
Cheap. I saw it for $2.40 or $2.
I'm happy. Yeah, I'm happy about that.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. But yeah. I'm just looking here and saying that, you know, AAA gas prices nationwide are exactly the same thing as they were 1 year ago.
Yeah, that's about right.
Maybe nationwide they are. I know Nashville gas prices are 50 cents, 60 cents, 70 cents higher than prices in Alabama, Mississippi.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why.
I can tell you.
We need more refineries in this country. That's one thing. Nobody wants a refinery.
Right.
So
not in my backyard.
We haven't done it. Yeah, not in my backyard, but you want to use the gas. Well, gas needs to be refined. Mm-hmm. And so you need to expand these, and that can't be done overnight. Yeah. You know, it's just all these things take time and take planning and, you know, these air traffic control things, modernizing it. Why they, Pete Buttigieg didn't go in there and at least, I think he might have done some things, but I don't see it.
Yeah.
It sounds like all they cared about is climate change and DEI, you know, and having, and that's.
I mean, we've talked about infrastructure in this country for a long time. We've talked about it for a long time. I still, sometimes when I look at the federal highways and stuff, I think, what are they doing? Nobody's touching anything.
Well, because you don't see it, the fish stinks from the head.
Yeah.
You don't see Congress. When's the last time you heard Congress go up there and say, we need a major road fixing and building project?
But it still has to be done. Yeah, you're right.
You know,
it's
not something they seem to care about.
I guess.
But it's just a big problem for everybody. You know, the train system.
Yeah, another one.
Is something that I think if it was around, but it just seems to be too expensive to work.
It's not efficient.
For what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's not.
I mean, it works
effective.
In the East. It works up there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's not, it just generally doesn't work for a lot of people. And the technology is changing for a lot of stuff. I don't know where these people are supposed to go when AI takes their job. Did you see where Paramount Pictures, they've been purchased by a company called Skydance.
Yeah.
And they own CBS too. And so they're in there changing, you know, getting ready to put a new anchor in for the CBS Evening News.
Oh, no.
And all these changes.
Oh, no.
Well, they told everybody they need to come to work. There are a lot of people still working at home post-COVID.
Okay.
So they came up with a memo, said, everybody's got to come back to work.
Okay.
You know, in most cases, it's going to be, you know, 4 or 5 days a week, but you got to come back to work.
Okay.
Well, 600 people went ahead and just quit because they didn't want to come back to work.
What are they doing?
I don't know, but they said, I ain't going back to work. They got used to being at home, and I don't know what they're going to do. But it's just, you know, stuff like that blows your mind that we've got a culture.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, working at home, I've done it. I find regret in it in many cases.
I think you did it before it was cool, Jimmy.
I did it before it was cool, but I always had my hand in being at least a part of something else where I was teaching and I would go in to teach.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I was doing television and I'd go into the station and do television. And I missed my friends. My best times were when I was in a group of people in a job at work.
Sure. I mean, you meet friends
best
there.
Times in my, you know, you meet the people you're going to, in some cases, marry. Mm-hmm. It's the people who are your friends. Then I went out to lunch today with three friends that were people I worked with in 19, 77, 78, 79, wow. and 80.
Wow.
And we have a Wednesday lunch every week. But these That's are friends awesome. For a lifetime that we worked together for 2 or 3 or 4 years
yeah.
back then. But we bonded then, yeah. and we stayed friends. And that's what you're going to find when you go to work at a job that has a place. Mm-hmm. When you're working at home, you don't have any interaction with other humans.
I call them.
And it's just isolated. You're isolated, and that's just not good for your mental health. It's not good for a lot of things. But
no, I think you're right on the money. I call those e-friends. Like, so my son for yeah. years would have electronic friends that he would just have online, and he finally got to meet one of them, you know, 2 years later, and one ended up being in his wedding and things like that. But I call them e-friends. Yeah. But there's something about socializing in person, that connectivity as a human being.
Yeah, it's going not a to mystery. Work was a pain in the butt.
Yeah,
going to
sure.
work, you had to get clothes.
Yeah.
You know,
you had to wash your face.
You had to
put on pants.
Bath.
You had to put on pants.
You know, you had to put on pants. You had to, you know, you had to do a lot of, you had to drive there.
Yeah.
You had to deal with traffic. You had to deal with potholes and tearing up your tire and your car.
Right.
You
right.
had to deal with, you know, with starving
traffic.
At work and, you,
yeah.
and eating crappy food out of machines.
Yes,
sometimes.
And sandwiches that were,
you know,
spoiled.
It's just all that stuff. So, but yeah, that wasn't the fun part of being at work.
Yeah.
But somehow later on, you really appreciate that, man, it was kind of cool being a part of a team, being yeah. part of something.
I go play with a former coworker that I just worked for 1 year with a couple years back. I go play golf with him once a week.
I don't know how we fix that either.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't know how we get people to go back to work and have businesses, you know, set up where it's set up that way and not set up.
Yeah.
You know, where you can see in the businesses, they're saying we don't have to do overhead. We don't
well,
have
sure.
to have
no
this.
Building. No,
we don't
nothing.
Have to
yeah.
do all this
yeah.
kind of crap.
Right.
You know, and it was the same way when they came up with the whole independent contractor thing. They
right,
got out of
right.
having to pay retirement. They got out of
benefits
having to pay
of any kind. Yeah.
A pension of any kind.
Yeah.
They got out of having to pay all kinds of stuff.
Medical, all of it. Yeah.
And yeah, so yeah. We got a lot of, it's not just Schumer that's got us screwed up. You
right.
know, a lot of our systems have just, we need to be fixed in a lot of different ways. Higher education is a mess.
I agree.
We've got to
that.
Have more trade schools and create people who can have trade jobs. And that needs to be done on a government, you know, if you're going to build airplane plants, you got to have people that know how to work.
Jimmy, I feel like
you're robotics in an airplane plant.
I agree. I feel like you're running for president. And I also think you're right at that age that you could run and win. I mean, if you want to take it on. I mean, I can help
I'll tell
you,
I wouldn't want to expose my private life from the past.
I don't want you no to talent. Expose your
I don't
private
have anything,
anything
bad too much, but I don't want them digging around.
All right, fair enough.
But no, it's just you just want it to be better, you know. You
yeah.
want it, you want your kids
yeah,
and
yeah.
your grandkids to have a better life than you, to have a healthier life than you. You know,
well,
and all this
sure.
stuff. That, yes, we certainly need to eat better. And I'm glad that there's some effort made to clean up some of the food and get some of the crap, you know, that's out there, you know, in the food,
yes,
out of it.
Yes,
fine.
You're right.
But creating all this medical uncertainty, you know, that we've done where we don't know whether a vaccine's going to kill us or not.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't need that. We didn't need that at all. And whether you can't trust a doctor. You know, and how much stuff is too much. I mean, the lawyer thing, they control so much. We don't need a society where there's all these TV lawyers on there, you know, going to get you rich because you know, there's some ambulance chasing lawyers.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
That is just bad tort reform.
Tort reform,
but boy, you don't see anybody
forever.
Doing
yeah.
against that because they own so much of the people,
right?
You know, and the money.
They'll kill the cash flow if they do that. They'll just stop.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yes, people that were given detergent to drink at some restaurant, yeah, they ought to have to pay.
Right.
You know,
right.
yeah. And they get hit by an 18-wheeler
right.
driven by an illegal alien that
yeah.
they got a license
yeah.
for. Yeah,
yeah,
the truck commission needs to pay. But there needs to be limits on all that stuff within reason.
Yeah.
You know, $2 million as opposed to $30 million or something
I agree
ridiculous
that.
Like that.
I agree.
You know, there is no – Dolly Parton has got a new book out this week called The Star of Our Show.
And?
And she's such a wise woman, a rich, wise woman. And she talks about, you know, there is no escaping hard work. There is no escaping, wow, you know, putting your head to the grindstone and missing holidays and working late and, you know, and missing birthdays and missing funerals and things like that.
Yeah.
Because you were trying to do something with your life.
Yeah. I mean, I love Dolly Parton. I do.
She's so wise.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
she said 80 years. She's going to be 80 in January.
Gosh.
And she is saying, I ain't got time to be old. Yeah. And as long as my body holds together.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to keep on going. I'm excited about this and that and this and that.
I love it.
And she's so inspirational on that.
Hey, what is the name of the book one more time, just so people want to grab it?
The Star of the Show.
Star of the Show. Okay. Star of the Show.
And there's a great documentary, and I'm going to watch it. I think it's great from what little I've heard about it.
Okay.
But there's one on Netflix now for Eddie Murphy.
Okay.
And it's called Being Eddie. And I'm a big Eddie Murphy fan.
Yeah, I love Eddie Murphy.
He got dirty too much on some of that raw stuff. But I love Beverly Hills Cop. And I've enjoyed my time when I've been with him. And I don't know.
I know you got interviews.
I love 48 Hours.
I love him too. I love him too. I saw him in Sacramento. He was my first comedian stadium show.
Oh, you saw him?
And I saw him live. And let me tell you, talk about shocking at the time.
Oh yeah.
Whew.
Yeah. Well, I saw Red Fox in Las Vegas.
Yeah, that was.
And and I had a date that night. It was extremely embarrassing.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm sure.
I mean, Oh my God, to this date of. What's she doing?
Do you still talk to the lady you had on the date?
Yeah, I married her, but then we just, but I don't know. It's just there's so many things, you know, that need to be adjusted and fixed on so many levels that we let slide.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, the education process, our, you know, defense, I think, is on the way to getting coming back. But we got so many things that we need to fix up in this country, and we got to do it together. You can't do it by being a nutty Republican or a nutty Democrat. You got to meet in the middle and try to do something that's some kind of, it may not be everything you want, but it's some of the things you want. We've got to compromise our way to success in so many things because we just do.
I love it. I mean, I love it. I love talking about these things with you every week and different things, but I also like it when you come up with a solution or a slogan like that, and we have to compromise our way to success. That really is what it is, and I think you hit the nail on the head.
You're not always going to get, and that goes with everything you do, you know, with your friends.
I agree.
With your lovers, with everything. It can't be just all, you can't be a black and white thinker.
Mm-hmm.
That's a borderline personality disorder, and the country has that right now.
Wow. Yeah.
We have a personality disorder right now that has got to be fixed, where we've got to bring people in that can, you know, I get, you know, yeah, we've done it before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've gone through these periods when the hippies were doing stuff and, you know, and you had other crazy people doing things and, you know, we've lived through a lot of stuff and we've got a lot more to live through, but we've got to be able to learn how to work together. And, you know, and I ain't talking about holding your hands, they give peace a chance, but just being reasonable, learn how to have reasonable conversations with people.
Yeah.
And it can't be all this stuff. You know, you just can't do it the way that a lot of people are operating right now on both sides.
Yeah, I agree, and I love it. I want to thank our sponsors today one more time. You'll hear from them in just a minute. I want to thank you, Jimmy, for doing this week in and week out. I love doing this podcast. It's just a lot of fun for us, and if you have some friends that you haven't told about this, tell them. And until next week when we do it all again just for you, I'm Derek Walker.
I'm Jimmy Carter. Good day.
Good day.